Hello, you've reached the Transformation and Furry Help Desk. This is Orin Otter. How may I... Please, sir, calm down. Yes, sir, that's better. Now, how may I help you?
I see.
Yes, sir. Let me see if I understand. You went to this lady's house, and she turned you into a fox. Is that right, sir? I see. Was her name Otse by any chance? Otse. No, sir. I'm not singing the national anthem. Was her name Otse? I see. No, sir. That's not her brother. But the Quaker guy? No, that's not her brother either. Sir, please calm down. Thank you, sir. No, sir, I'm afraid there's no known means of reversing transformations caused by horny Japanese spirit. No, sir, I didn't mean to imply... Sir, please, I didn't mean to imply anything improper. Many Japanese spirits are portrayed with horns after all. And the fact that Otse is usually encountered in the red light district had nothing to do with it. No, sir, I won't tell your wife. That would be a violation of client confidentiality. Sir, that's... Really? Sir, please, I really don't need... Sir, I'm sure it was very enjoyable, but... Sir, please. Thank you, sir. I was starting to feel like I should be paying $10 a minute for this call. What should you do? Well, sir, usual prescription is to find a burrow to live in. Where do you find a burrow? Well, you can dig one by the riverbank. Oh, where do you find a burrow? I see, sir. Where are you calling from, sir? London, England. I see, sir. Have you considered going into children's entertainment? I quite forgot that Basil Rush was canceled. In that case, sir, would you consider moving to another district? Well, let me see, sir. Just bringing up the appropriate information on the internet, sir. If I may ask, how did you manage the telephone? Really? You have some very understanding friends, sir. Most people don't react well to a fox showing up in the middle of the night to use the telephone. Oh, I see. Well, give him my condolences on the hangover, then. Ah, here we are. Well, the good news is that fox hunts have indeed been banned in England. Yes, sir, that's understandable. A change of species does tend to produce a change in viewpoint. Yes, sir. The bad news is the grassy banks suitable for burrows are at a high premium just now. No, sir, none left around London. Good point, sir. I certainly wouldn't want the Thames outside my front door either. Well, sir, your best bet may be to apply for a position at the London Zoo. Yes, sir, I understand. No, sir, I agree. If you can't stand screaming children, well, that's that then. The second best option would be moving to Yorkshire or Scotland, sir. Well, Scotland is especially recommended for foxes, sir. Well, no, sir. The heather shouldn't cause you any trouble. You're much too short to get caught in it now. Yes, sir. The only catch is that it's also a top spot for badgers, and you really don't want a homeowner's dispute with one of them. No, sir, they don't fetch their solicitors. They bite your nose off. Yes, sir. Very painful. Well, yes, sir, I imagine your wife will ask for an annulment. Well, sir, I'm not at all sure how your local church feels about foxes, but I'm reasonably sure that turning into one could be considered grounds. I understand, sir. No, we don't have to tell her if you don't want us to. Yes, sir. We can have you on the 3:15 to Aberdeen, if you like. Oh, no, sir, I don't recommend the Loch Ness at all. Well, we promised her we wouldn't send anyone else. But Nessie, of course. Okay, sir. You too. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.